We're gonna play some music. So, how's everybody feeling? Yeah? Cool. I'm looking around and it seems like everybody has enough space. So just know that, okay, how do I wanna, one thing at a time. Okay, so breathwork is this low-tech, but very powerful kind of way of engaging these bodies, right? Anytime that we, is that too loud? No? Okay. Anytime that we alter our regular breath pattern in any way, you're automatically starting to engage your autonomic nervous system, right? So the breath pattern that we're going to be using today comes from traditional yoga. We don't, you know, it's just a pranayama form of breathing. And I come out of the lineage of David Elliott, and I really do actually appreciate the fact that, like, he hasn't trademarked this. Like, there's lots of different breathwork practitioners. You have the Wim Hof, you have holotropic, you have rebirthing, you have everything from, you know, on the spectrum from coherence breathing all the way up to holotropic and the rebirthing, going from like a level one over here with the coherence to like a level 10 in terms of intensity. The practice that that I teach sort of comes in right around that 5 mark in terms of intensity. Now you might laugh at me once you're done doing this and be like, what? So the reason why I say that is because the practice that I do, we generally will be doing an active breath pattern for about 35, sometimes 40 minutes. Now today, because this is a shorter class, kind of a little bit more of a sample, I think on this playlist we're breathing actively for more like 20, 22 minutes, right? So, yeah. So, sorry, fitting some more people in. So powerful, low technology, and it's a form of self-healing. And one of the ways I like to think about it is, so we move through life, right? And you know, there's information like Josh was giving us today about all these ways that we kind of, that life impacts us, that our relationships impact us. And when that happens, there's a nervous system activation. There's a kind of a survival activation that happens. And when we don't get to really allow that very human biological, like nothing wrong with me, human biological system to move up into activation, then move back down and out, right? So we don't get that discharge. That kind of patterning, that kind of bracing in life starts to kind of, I always think of it as calcify, right? So you start to notice how you're moving through the world. Maybe you sort of protect the heart. Maybe there's like kind of a more like aggressive stance towards the world. You know, so it's just all these different ways that energy gets trapped and stays. And what the breath work does is it allows us, without the story, and this is a kind of an important part, without the whole story, to just start to explore these energetic patterns in the body and to breathe into them and just let them move and release, right? So, you know, this is actually pretty a good thing that I wrote here, and it's with a condensed amount of time, it's probably easier for me to just read it to you. So when emotions aren't in motion, we feel stuck, right? We feel gummed up. So a breathwork is a powerful, low-technology form of self-healing. It connects us to our bodies, moves stuck energy and emotions, and opens our hearts. Many of us have a fear of shutting or fear or shutting down response when these emotions start to bubble up. And the power of breathwork is that the practice bypasses some of that egoic chatter, allowing us to experience the felt sensations rather than the story. As we become familiar with these felt emotions, this felt sense, we develop the ability to tolerate it, to attend and befriend, right? Tara Brach. So it becomes familiar. It's not so scary. We know from the work of Peter Levine that this is our biology, is what our biology is asking for this energy to be expressed, completed, released. If it doesn't complete, it gets stuck, right? So Josh was talking to somebody earlier today about like cultivating that felt sense. Like we're sort of exploring the felt sense in this so we can start to familiarize and like almost tag and check in with like, oh, this is excitement versus, oh, this is fear, right? Or, oh, what is this? Well, let me hang out, and because we're not afraid of it immediately, it's not like, ooh, sometimes our bodies are like kind of foreign lands, right? Like, what is this? I was doing a breathwork class myself the other night and like felt like somebody was sort of grabbing me at the throat. I'm used to I've meditated for 20 years now. I've sat in enough retreats where it felt like some giant 800-pound gorilla was grabbing me at my throat. So I'm actually familiar with that. That's no longer, oh my God, I'm choking. That's like, oh, emotions are present. Okay, can I soften and allow, right? So that this information can move up, move out, move through. Yeah, so we're practicing this here, right? I think that's enough for this part of it. Except to say that as we become familiar with this, as this becomes more like regularly traversed terrain, this access allows us to kind of plug into our intuition, to plug into our creativity, to plug into that ability to pause that we're practicing when we're trying, when we're learning meditation, right? It's that ability to pause, ground, and reopen to whatever is going on, to attend and befriend. So this is that practice. And, you know, there's an embodied wisdom that comes up out of it. There's also this embodied wisdom of knowing how to move into activation and then how to move out, right? So this is something that we tend to almost work against in our day-to-day lives. Like something happens and then we sit there and we think about it and think about it and think about it and tell the story, and then we go and talk to all of our other friends. And oh my God, do you believe? Oh, I can't believe it. Oh yeah, I haven't told you. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Right? So all that's doing, our minds are powerful, right? All that's doing is churning and churning and churning, right? We're not good at letting go. We think that feeling our feelings means thinking about them a lot, but it's actually just feeling, like quite literally, tightness, sadness, you know, what's this like? How do we know this? So like I said, this is gonna be an abbreviated class. So common experiences, and I say this, you may experience all of these, you may experience one of these. I say it so that when it happens, because there's 50 some odd of you and one of me, so that when it starts to happen, or if it starts to happen, you're like, oh yeah, she said this, okay. You know, and know that you are in control. If you don't like what you're feeling, simply slow the breath down, go back to your normal breathing pattern, right? I am here. If you have a question, if something's going on, put your hand up. I will get over to you as fast as I can. hopefully not leaping over many of you, but that might be required. And there's a lot of you. So the first 7 to 10 minutes, resistance. Am I doing it right? I don't know. What's this? Am I pushing the belly out? Am I sucking it in? Resistance, right? Do your best just to drop in, belly into breathing into the belly. Right? That. Some of you will feel freezing cold. Some of you will feel burning hot, right? There's reasons. The cold tends to be kind of an existential cold. My experience, it's fear in the body or that nervous system response of, oh no, right? So the heat can simply be energy moving, can also tap into anger and forms of kind of like, primary thing that I expect all of you will experience is tingling, and lots of it. We are bringing a lot more oxygen into the body than we normally do, and that tends to, you know, sort of enliven things. Too much information, but like the hypothalamus and releasing endorphins and just, you know, kind of overall just that kind of swooping up of embodied experience. So with that tingling, sometimes if we are kind of doing the breath and it's and we're doing really long exhale, right? Sometimes that can lead to a slight imbalance in the carbon dioxide oxygen levels in the blood, and what you might then experience are what we lovingly refer to as the lobster claws, right? So you might also have pointer fingers. You might just find cramping in the hands and the forearms. This can also happen in the feet. Can also happen around the mouth a little bit. So this is just an imbalance. When there's CO2 in the blood, it causes a muscle spasm. So notice if you are forcing the breath out, and see if you can balance the inhale and the exhale a little bit more. And we'll practice the breath before we start. So, but know that that, and the other big important thing to Josh's, there's the bad news first and here's the good news, it'll stop. As soon as you return to your normal breath, it'll flex out. You might also experience, we're not used to, like, we're not walking to the subway going, right? No, hopefully not. People be calling 911. There's a suspicious lady here. She's all dressed in blue. So it can make a little bit of tightness in the neck. So if you notice that, turn the neck from side to side. You know, just let the head roll side to side a little bit. This also stretches out the cranial nerves that Josh was talking about. You might want to open your jaw a little bit. Some people feel really heavy, dense, kind of earthy, totally normal. Some people tend to, you can feel a little bit lightheaded. So that's why you're all laying down, so that nobody's going to and injure themselves, because we don't want that. So lightheadedness can be a form of resistance. We're up in our heads going like, oh my gosh, I'm so lightheaded, right? So maybe you slow the breath down a little bit, keep it connected, but also notice if it's just like the same way that when we're trying to meditate and our mind's just like, oh, that thing suddenly seems so important, and like, oh, I've got a great idea, right? So just see if you can stay connected to the breathing. So we're going to be breathing through an open mouth. What does that mean? Your mouths are going to get dry. It's sort of part of, it's kind of like your legs falling asleep in cross-legged meditation positions. So it's part of the parcel. Swallow a couple times. Some of us will have bottles of water nearby. I actually advise against like stopping and like having a sip. I think that you can probably do it, especially with a shorter practice. Just swallowing a couple times. I went over the dizzy. Yawning. So you're going to be taking in a lot of oxygen So yawning is usually a sign that the body is wanting a little bit more air. You've got plenty of oxygen. So it can be one of two things. Nervous systems release by yawning, right? So it can just be that more signs of settling in the nervous system. Can also, you'll see this, the music will be loud, people will be breathing, people will be making noise, and there'll be somebody like snoring away. It can also be a way of checking, and I have done this in classes, it can be a way of checking out, right? Similar to meditation, right? So like you're coming into class and da-da-da, chat, all your friends, they ring that bell, you sit down and it's that's the torpor, that's not the sloth, right? So that's the kind of like mind that is either overwhelmed and is like, I'm not doing this, or that's the kind of collapse mode. So just know that, you know, different experiences. One thing I can tell you with breathwork is it is different every single time, right? So, I knew that I was missing some things. So for those of you who perhaps are like me and have a little bit of that anxiety side of the personality spectrum, the sensations that start to come up can feel a little bit like an anxiety attack, right? There's sensations in the body. See if you can unplug from that line of thinking that's saying, oh no, oh no, oh no, right? Can you feel your back? Can you slow the breathing down a little bit? If it's too much, listen to your body. Drop into your natural breathing pattern, rest, pay attention to the music, you're along for the ride, it's all fine. But just know that, like, I know from my experience, like, a lot of times I'm like, ooh, this feels a lot like, and, you know, it doesn't have to be, right? Look around again, right? People in a room, safe enough, breathing. So, emotions, right? Totally normal, right? We are actively bringing up emotions in this practice. Like, we are engaging, hopefully without all the, oh my God, I gotta fix myself. Oh my God, I'm broken, I'm a project, ah. Right? Yeah, had it been done yesterday. It's normal. It's normal for tears. It's normal for big sighs. It's normal for anger. It's normal for all of this stuff to start to show up. Can we allow this biological energy to move up, be known? Like, oh, this is what anger feels like. Am I allowed to feel anger? How many of us aren't allowed to feel anger or haven't been allowed to feel anger? Yeah. So like, can I get in touch with what anger feels like? Can I get in touch with what sadness or grief really feels like without the overlay of, oh, I'm going to be alone, or they don't love me, or it's never, you know, all of the. So, third time I'm going to say it. If you say it three times, you know you're either in a Buddhist class or it's important. You are in control. If you don't like it, slow the breath down. Okay. So I'm going to try to make it around to everybody. How many people here have never done breath work? Okay, so the majority of you, or at least half. So I'm going to come around and probably do, with your consent, of course, a light two-finger touch on the belly and the upper chest, just to help you orient. So is anybody not comfortable with that? Okay, noting that nobody is not comfortable with that. It just helps sometimes find that pattern. Yeah, I think that that's what I wanted to cover. Okay, so let's practice the breath a little bit before I turn on the music and we really get this party started. So if you have lower back stuff, you can bend your knees. Just, you know, sort of keep a mental map in your mind of the humans around you. Nobody likes to be startled by a bump or anything like that. So if we think about one inhale, right? So everybody take one big inhale. Right? So we're going to break that first into two parts. So the first half of the inhale goes inflating the belly. And then the second half into the heart. So we connect that. Exactly. Keep going. See how that feels. Anybody? So we're doing this all through an open mouth. If you have lots of pillows under your head, you might want to just experiment with not so much height under your head. Helps to open up the throat a little bit. Small things like the scarf that you had are generally fine, but having your head up on one of the cushions can be a little bit challenging. And if you need that, go for it. I'm not going to tell you not to do that. It's not going to like injure you or change your experience dramatically. So I'm going to come on over here, and we're going to get the music going. So let me hear you breathe. Ready? And here we go. Keep breathing. Can help to let your eyes close to really go into your internal experience. Beautiful. And I'm just watching. Thank you. You guys are doing great. Stay with it. Beautiful. Little change in the music. Staying with the breath. Probably feeling pretty tingly. Notice if you're breathing into the belly and avoiding the heart, these places where we're tender. Reminding ourselves, safe to feel these feelings, safe to be in these bodies. Thank you. Noticing if there's any resistance in the system, can we just let go? So I'm starting to see some of the very familiar outside appearances of these bodies coming online, some rolling side to side in the hips. So if that feels like something that the body wants, allow that. Mindful of your neighbors. What needs to happen to let that breath down into the belly, stir things up, and then bring that up into the heart to be cared about? Emotions starting to surface, don't hold back. What are you holding on to? Where are you needing to be strong? Pulling yourself up by the bootstraps? This is where we can put that down, where we can let that release. Hard to be human. When we hold on, it hurts. This is your opportunity to let go. Maybe on that exhale, maybe there's just that sigh that you don't let out at work, that you don't let out with your partner, with your kids, and it's, oh, yeah. Experiment, see what that would feel like. You guys are doing great. Yeah. And if you're feeling a little bit of vibration or kind of a, almost like a little bit of a spasm in the heart or the solar plexus, let that move through. That's the energy releasing. You might feel it in your hands. You might feel it in your feet. Yeah, exactly. Keep reconnecting with the breath. The breath does the work of release. Yeah. Exactly. Remember, crying is welcome. Crying is the healthiest kind of release. And sometimes we're afraid that if we start, we won't stop. But there's a time for integration in this practice, so you can let it go. Go of the active breath. Let yourself settle back down into your regular pattern. Yeah, just see if you cannot talk to yourself about it. Let yourself just be. Feel into all the energy that you moved in your body.
So let yourself go back to the regular breath. Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm just going to adjust the playlist a little bit here for a second. So starting to feel into the place inside of you that feels most centered, most grounded. Just resting. Nowhere to go, no one to be, nothing to do. And as you rest, can you feel that sense of the most centered part of you expanding to fill your whole body, nothing left out? Allowing the energy to disperse, to be smooth and balanced. Maybe you drop in the words from the meditation earlier. I love you. Keep going. I love you. Keep going. We all have this ability built into our system So we're going to start to really feel our bodies pressing against the mat, taking the support of the earth, same way that the Buddha touched the ground. The earth is my witness. I am worthy to be here just because I'm here. And can we really let that in? Nothing to fix. And so maybe you want to start to roll out the ankle joints and bring some movement into the fingers. And see what your body wants, being mindful of your neighbor. Do we want to pull the knees to the chest? Maybe we want to turn over into the fetal position. There's a lot of activation in the system. Maybe you want to give yourself a little bit of a hug. The right arm across the body into the armpit and the left arm across, grabbing that shoulder. And maybe give yourself a little squeeze. This is the outline of my body. As you're ready, starting to roll your way up to sit. So you're probably feeling a little cosmically stoned, as we say. Totally normal. Depending upon your mind and body, that usually dissipates 10, 15 minutes. Sometimes it lasts longer. So, yeah. What was that like? Anybody want to give a window in? Wild. Yeah. Do you have the mic? Ah, thank you. Yeah. So we'll keep these short, and if you have questions, yeah.
Well, I didn't get emotional.
Yeah.
But those vibrations.
Yeah.
Just wild. I've never felt anything like that.
Yeah.
So it was cool.
Yeah.
Hi. I don't want to get into too much story, but as soon as we started, I had this. My mother died a year ago, and I was in the hospice with her for a few weeks, and I was with her when she took her last breath, and it came like right in, and it was it was all mouth breathing.
Yeah.
At the end of life, it's very interesting. It was just like this crazy, and then I started crying and let it go.
Yeah.
And then, it was really powerful. Thank you.
Yeah. The release that we can get here is, especially because there's not so much of that story, like, sounds like there was an understanding of, like, what you were connecting to, and just this deep kind of, like, very human. Yeah. Over here? Please.
Hi, thank you. It was really emotional. I didn't expect it all to, a lot of stuff to come up.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure whether to cry or breathe, but so it was helpful to sort of hear, like, hey, that cry, you know, that's a release too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just felt kind of safe here. So.
Yeah.
And, but my hands felt like mittens of concrete. I don't know what was that. But.
Yeah. And we got a gentleman in the back.
Thank you. That was really intense. So like the first part, my body was like on fire.
Yeah.
And then I think you came over and touched, and then the music almost shifted, and then I was ice cold. And then I just started tearing.
Yeah.
And I couldn't, I mean, from that point on, it was like trying to be with whatever. I don't even know what it was. I felt like I was possessed almost. But I was crying so much at one point. I felt like I was laughing too. I don't know. It was very intense, but I'm not really sure what just happened, but it feels good. So thank you.
There you go. Yeah. That cold, and interesting that the cold came with the emotion, right? Like that kind of fear. And for me, it's like, because I tend to be on the cold spectrum. And I know from just living the life of Kathy Cherry that, like, if I am cold, it's one thing. If I am wearing a hoodie and sweatpants and have the duvet and the cat and I'm still cold, that's different. That's kind of an emotional thing that's coming up and just needs to be attended and befriended, right? When we can show up and be like, what do I need to know? Like, what needs my attention, right? So, and I just want to frame this because Josh is here telling me that I'm out of time. The gentle nudge. What I love about this practice, right? So how many times have you sat down on your meditation cushion and the thoughts, the emotions, the what's wrong, the da-da-da, right? This is a way to kind of engage with that. You don't have to do it. I mean, my personal preference is that this is probably about 10% of my meditation practice. When I know that my mind is ruminating or something like that, I might do this a little bit before I sit. I'll go in for breathwork classes with teachers that I like when they're in town or something like that, just to kind of clear out. And what I find is it makes so much more space for my mind to kind of open up and be like, oh yeah, I know this. Okay, let me put this aside. Let me let this drop into the background. There's another time and place for this. So that practice can be something that works with the kind of stillness or works with the somatic presentation of these emotions rather than just that endless rehashing of content, right? That kind of flight from the body up to the mind where we're going to figure it out and fix it because there's something unlovable about us at the core. You know? Like that in itself is kind of a vicious tendency of our systems. And if you can start to unwind that and just make space for all of it, right? We're not getting rid of anything. All of it's welcome. And we can start to familiarize ourselves with like, oh, here's that, and here's this. And it doesn't have to be as scary. It becomes familiar. Like, I don't know what happened. If you do it a couple times, oh, the little bits and pieces will start to fill together. So, yeah. We're going to roll up our mats.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org. www.lifeinthepresent.org/donate.